Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now, online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
One more time this week with feeling, please, Adam.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning to you. Chinese virus tests in the UK.
Yeah, just saying that, I mean, I suppose we're not the only country doing this, but just saying that kind of puts a little bit of the wind up. Essentially, we know that there have been 500 confirmed cases and 18 people killed and now five Chinese cities on lockdown. But here in the UK, we've had the health secretary tell us, Matt Hancock, there is an increased likelihood of cases simply because no one quite knows exactly how far back this coronavirus goes. So, as things stand, six people are being tested in hospitals here, five in Scotland, one in Northern Ireland. All the patients had been in Wuhan, and apparently, probably only a couple, maybe 3 weeks ago, something like that. And that's the point. At what point did the virus first become contagious and first start striking? These aren't confirmed cases yet, but the fact that they're carrying out these tests, and only 24 hours ago we were suggesting that maybe they hadn't been monitoring flights in quite such an effective way, well, I guess it slipped through beforehand, and we'll find out what happens. But if it's as contagious as people fear, we could be in a spot of bother.
By the sound of it. Tell us about the meat report.
Yeah, this is one of those things. I mean, this goes around, doesn't it, a lot, about if you're going to hit your carbon targets, and indeed, if you just want to be healthier, how we should all be cutting the amount of beef, lamb, and dairy produce that we eat. And this is now has been confirmed by a report from the UK government's own advisors, the CCC, not the Cambridge Cricket Club, but the Committee on Climate Change. Their report says public bodies should lead the way by offering plant-based options with all meals, so veggie stuff. But they say if people don't cut consumption willingly, then maybe in the future we'll have to have more taxes on meat and dairy in particular. I know. The trouble is, you can make recommendations all you like, but if people won't follow them or refuse to follow them for whatever reason, you kind of think, is it too much then to start taxing people into submission? I have to say that the Farming Union, the NFU here, has welcomed this report, I guess because they reckon that a 20% cut to their business isn't the end of the world, considering that there are some environmentalists calling for more radical changes than that.
I bet the members of that union are not too impressed, but anyway, but a cow tax, like seriously, and a very British earthquake, Adam.
Yeah, happened this morning, 10 kilometres beneath the earth around the Middlesbrough area, so the northeast of England, Teesside, which is a much criticised sort of place. It's terribly industrial, and sometimes you wonder, would anyone notice an earthquake? I mean, even a bad one, with things falling over, it's that kind of place. Actually, lots of people were shaken from their beds, reporting overturned alarm clocks and bedside lamps and things like that. But the funny thing is, social media was absolutely awash that we'd... I mean, we have had little mini earthquakes before, and this is not a Hollywood disaster. The tremors measured 2.8 on the Richter scale, which is, I guess, marginally more than the effect of a low-flying jet, but less damage than, say, a teenage neighbour's party. And yet, people were very vexed about their quake earlier.
They were all looking for the earth to move in their lives. Adam Gilchrist, have a great weekend.